Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You may be seated. We sing the ancient hymn of praise again. A single Hebrew word of praise which we don't even bother to translate into English. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We claim the heritage of the Old Testament as our own too. For the Lord, the I Am, whom they praised, is the same Lord that we praise also. Our simplest and our greatest confession is Jesus Christ is Lord. Our simplest and greatest praise is Alleluia. But Alleluias do not stand alone, nor does this mean that we have ceased to praise God for 40 or more days just because we set that cherished word aside for a time. To praise God is more than just to butter Him up or to come and say nice things to Him without any substance. Empty praise has no place in Christianity. But the defining characteristic of a hymn, of a true praise song, is that it proclaims what God has done. It confesses His work for us, the reason that we praise Him. What has the Lord done? I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He has created the whole world, us together with all creatures, and still takes care of us. By His word, He made light shine where there was only darkness. By His speaking, He called the heavens into being. By the breath of His voice, He called Adam to life. And there was evening and there was morning. Behold, it was very good. He has brought His wrath to bear against the sinful and unbelieving world that brought havoc to His very good creation. But in mercy, He has spared that creation from its own destruction, us with it. He has saved Noah and his family, 8 souls in all, together with all creatures. Through death, they were brought into new life, saved in a casket of all things, an ark, but brought forth alive from it, and sealed with a promise and with a sign that water would never again destroy this world. And I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider He has thrown into the sea. Chiefly did the children of Israel remember and praise God for His deliverance, the culminating in the escape at the Red Sea, where the Lord, the I Am, is the one who brought them out of Egypt, out from slavery under Pharaoh. And this passage through the water, sparing Israel's sons and daughters from their enemies, bringing them out as a people set apart for Himself. This is the defining moment and event of God's people. Death passed them over. The Lord made a way out, an exodus for His own. And He will be their God, and they will be His people. Ah, but dear Christians, chiefly are we bound to praise Thee for the glorious resurrection of Thy dear Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For He is the true Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By His dying, He has destroyed death, and by His rising, He has restored us to everlasting life. What we commemorate tonight, dear saints, is our defining moment. We praise God by proclaiming what He has done for us. And chiefly, Christ has died, and He is risen. Oh, sing a new song then unto the Lord, for He has done marvelous things. But the new song of the Christian church, which never gets old, is that song of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. How Christ lay in death's strong bands, given over for our offenses, and how now He sits at the right hand of God, here with His church in His word and His sacraments, bringing life from heaven. The tales of the Lord's rescue, the epic story of His love for His people, comes to a culmination in Holy Week. It comes to its fulfillment when He cries, "It is finished. It is fulfilled." But on Easter, it comes chiefly into our praise. Now light shines on the cross and we see it as the beautiful image that it is. Because now the crucified one lives, never to die again. And now that same illuminating light shines also on each and every story of the Old Testament. All of those prophecies and accounts that we heard this night and more. How the Lord, who breathed life into Adam, breathes life into us in the Holy Absolution. How the Spirit who hovered over the waters is the Spirit poured out on us in Holy Baptism, which we remember and return to again today. How Christ, out of His own side, has brought forth us, His church, as His own dear bride, cleansed by His precious blood. How the sinful nature was drowned in us through baptism, and how we were spared and made into a new people through death. How the promise connecting with the sign seals us as those under God's protection. How the Lord accomplished His exodus outside of Jerusalem, providing the way out for all people through His death, the way out of our death. How Christ defeated our enemies, sin, death, and the devil, who kept us in slavery. How His word has not gone forth in vain, but has accomplished that for which it was sent, destroying death and proclaiming His victory over hell. How Ezekiel's prophecy is fulfilled in us, who have been washed with clean water and given new hearts by the Holy Spirit in baptism. How our Redeemer and Job's indeed lives, giving us the certain hope that we will live also and stand at the last day with Him, alive to all of our dear friends who have departed in the faith. How Christ, the same one who stood as the Son of the gods, unscathed with those three boys in Nebuchadnezzar's furnace, stands also with us in every trial and temptation, shielding us from harm, able to rescue us out of the hand of every evil foe, and keep us for Himself. Chiefly are we bound to praise You, O Father, for the glorious resurrection of Your Son, Jesus Christ the Crucified. The marvelous works that You have done of old have been topped forever. You have become man. You have died for our sins and are raised for our justifications. All of Your other works have been types and shadows of this overarching work. Therefore, the content of our praise is Jesus Christ. crucified and risen. Rejoice now, O Church of Christ, clothed in the brightness of this light. Let all this house of God ring out with rejoicing the praises of all God's faithful people, proclaiming the triumph of our King. Tell what God has done in Christ, how it was all done for us. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.